We don't do poetry very often on the show.
No, we don't. And I think we should do more because clearly Manitoba is cornering the market, at least when it comes to reciting poetry, because two of the three finalists in the National Poetry in Voice competition are from Manitoba. And up for grabs, I believe, they can correct me if I'm wrong on this, up for grabs is a $25,000 prize.
Tierney and Al join us. Tierney Dagna DC and Al Gilbert, thank you both for joining us. Both of you, congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Tierney, are you feeling the pressure?
A little bit, yeah, definitely.
You're at Lord Selkirk Regional Comprehensive Secondary. How did you get interested in poetry?
Well, my first introduction to the Poetry and Voice website was actually in grade 9 at Ecole Selkirk Junior High, where I took a poetry class, and we heavily referenced the Poetry and Voice website. So from there, once I got into grade 10... Mr. Kane, who is my teacher, put out a message to the school saying that we were going to be doing, we are going to be entering in the poetry and voice competition. So last year, our team placed third in the team regionals here in Manitoba. And this year, with everything online, we all just sent him our videos. I was the one who was selected out of the school. And from there, everything just got sent in and reviewed, and now we're here.
Nice.
So you're going to do about 20 or 30 seconds of your poem in a minute, but first let's talk to Al Gilbert, who is a student at Kildonan East Collegiate. Al, how did you get involved in, and it's, am I right, 25 grand up for grabs here?
Yeah, a lot of money. mine is a lot less fun than Tierney's story. So I was in grade 9 last year, and I had never heard of poetry and voice before. I wasn't even that big into poetry. I was really performer first, and I love to act. So I just, my friends roped me into it, and I loved it. So I decided to do it this year as well.
Well, let's do it. Give us an example, Tierney.
All right. So this is the half of Two Guns in the Sky for Daniel Harris by Raymond Antrobus. But the police officer saw hands waving in the air, fired, and Daniel dropped. His hands, his chest bleeding out onto concrete meters from his home. I am in Brooklyn Coffee House in New York, reading this news on my phone when a black policewoman walks in, two guns on her hips. My friend next to me reading the comment section, Black Lives Matter. Now, what could we sign or say out loud when the last word I learned in ASL was alive? Alive. Both thumbs pointing at your lower abdominal, index fingers pointing up, like two guns in the sky.
Nice.
Powerful. Al, a little bit of yours.
Of course. So this is Men in the Gut by Jason Purcell, and this is an excerpt. When I dream of this body ending, of opening the germ of the pain, I am on the side of the road. My hands hold out my stomach, my second brain. To the men who already want me to die, this failing organ with a ruby wound kissing the place it is so easy to be stabbed or shot, a punch to the gut.
Very powerful. Al, Tierney, thank you so very much. When does the competition, when does this all happen?
The national finals take place, they take place on the evening of April 22nd.
Well, we look forward to having you back the day after that. And I know off air the both of you have been trash talking each other or trash poetry reading each other.
Really throwing it down.
Congratulations on this, and you make Winnipeg proud. You make
sure
Kildonan East Collegiate Al proud, and Lord Selkirk Regional Comprehensive Secondary proud. Thank you so very much for popping on with us.
Thank you so much.